Hey there, and welcome back to another episode of the Simple Pin Podcast. Today, we're going to be giving you an update on the Verified Merchant Program, some do's, some don'ts, and some where we're at kind of a couple years later. The Pinterest Verified Merchant Program was a tool that Pinterest introduced to overcome some of the hurdles that e-commerce sellers were facing when it came to product inventory, product pricing, and listings on pins that maybe weren't accurate. So now that we've had a few years under our belt, let's talk about some updates and anything you need to know to leverage the tool successfully. If you are a struggling e-commerce business owner or content creator, and you are ready to get some extra help with Pinterest, Simple Pin Media is a Pinterest marketing agency with that goal to help make Pinterest marketing easier. We have so many services. We have so many options. We know that it can be a little overwhelming. We're working on streamlining that. But if you don't know what's next, book a discovery call with us. That is where we can help you find the right products, the right services in order to take the next step. So scroll down below, book a discovery call with us. And while you're in the app, scrolling down, one, you can leave a review. That'd be so awesome. And number two, this podcast accompanies a YouTube video that we've recorded about how to get verified as a merchant on Pinterest. So make sure you watch that. And then also below, you will see templates in our shop for product seller Pinterest templates through Canva to help make it easier for you to create images for your products.
You're listening to the Simple Pin Podcast, Pinterest for business advice that goes down smooth and easy. Here's your host, Kate All.
All right, so let's set the stage. Verified Merchant Program. This came out a couple of years ago. It all feels like time is one big blur the last 4 years. So I believe it was in 2020. I'd have to go back and look. But what it aimed to do was to help shoppers discover and buy from vetted brands. So the Verified Merchant has promised that your brand would stand out on the platform. It builds trust among your audience, and it's totally free. You would have easy integration. And best of all, you would get that fancy blue check mark that everybody looks for. Pinterest says that brands with verified merchant status see a 17% higher conversion rate than those without. So it seems like a pretty good deal, right? There has been some bumps along the way. Pinterest allows you to apply for the Verified Merchant Program, but you do only have 2 appeals. So before we dive into that, let's talk about some more benefits of why you would even want the Verified Merchant status. One, credibility. You get that fancy blue badge, that blue check mark, that basically does tell pinners you are vetted. Pinterest trusts you, therefore they can trust you. Pinterest also says that it gives expanded reach, that products from verified merchants are distributed among shopping experiences like the related pin section or the product pin section. Also, only verified merchants are eligible for features like merchant details and hosted checkout via Shopify. Now, we have a Shopify store too. We don't do hosted checkout. People click on our product pins, they go to our Shopify store. I know Pinterest over the years has played around with whether or not they're going to do a checkout on Pinterest or leave it on your site. I'm going to say that they are really leaning towards keeping it on your site. However, Bill Ready, one of the new CEOs within the last 18 months, comes from Google Commerce, Venmo, PayPal history, and he has stacked the entire C-suite with former e-commerce executives, Google, PayPal, Venmo. So maybe we'll have a hosted checkout on Pinterest, but we'll see. If you are interested in becoming a verified merchant on Pinterest, here are the requirements that you must meet in order to qualify. Your Pinterest account needs to have been created at least 3 months ago. I feel like 3 months isn't that much, but there you go. Your business website was created at least 13 months ago. So what this is telling you is if you're starting your business today, starting your Pinterest account today, you're going to have to wait a little bit of time. Your Pinterest account has a profile photo and a completed about section. That's just good Pinterest business 101. You should probably do that anyway. Your products and your website meet the Pinterest merchant guidelines. We'll link below so you can look at those. You've uploaded your catalog to Pinterest. You've set up a conversion source on Pinterest by installing the Pinterest tag, using the Pinterest API for conversions, or uploading conversion files. Now, if you just checked out like I would and you're like, I don't even really understand what any of that means, go ahead and click below. And again, go watch the video on YouTube. That'll help explain it just a little bit more. Or you can always hire a tech person. We know some people. You can email us hello@simplepinmedia.com and we can connect you. Currently, the program is available in Australia, Austria, Brazil, Canada, France, Germany, Italy, Mexico, the Netherlands, Spain, Switzerland, the UK, or the US. So it's definitely global. You can apply from the main business account. Obviously, the YouTube video will be way more helpful in this, walking you through it. We'll do a screen share for you so you can see it. For some, the verified merchant application process is like a total breeze. For us, it was. We didn't have any trouble getting through it. For other people, though, you can be not approved. And oftentimes it comes down to your shipping policy, unfortunately, your image quality, your about page details. You have to have everything be really, really clear. Your return policy. We've seen some people get rejected from verified merchant because their visuals aren't pretty enough, which is so weird. Their merchant domain does not meet brand information requirements, or potentially your domain name doesn't match your business name. Your About Us section isn't completed. There are a lot of things. You only get two appeals. So really just make sure that everything is set up. And if you get denied, Pinterest will let you know it'll say like the requirement and it will list all the things I just said. There'll be green check marks, and then there'll be a triangle red X if you have not met that. So one of the things in the screenshots that we have is shopping experience quality. And what it says is only merchants meeting high quality standards and without excessive user reports about product pins or their shop can join the verified merchant program. There's some things that you might not know, so it's okay to email people back. I don't know how quickly you'll get an email back, but you can always try. So when it comes to kind of the updates, I would say not a lot has changed about the program. It still seems pretty much the same. It still seems like a really good option to do if you are a seller, especially if you have Shopify, BigCommerce, WooCommerce. It is great for, Pinterest said, people see more of their products. We have heard from some people that that has not been the case for them. If you are in a space, Pinterest said prohibited products. So if you're in this space of alcohol, drugs, CBD or hemp, illegal products, counterfeit products, political information, unacceptable business practices, weapons, you know, you're not going to get approved. And if you talk about like weight loss pills, medical devices, any unsafe healthcare products, you're not going to get approved. Gambling, cryptocurrency, really essentially, I would say anything that falls on the line of kind of iffy, you're not going to get approved. So that's, they've gotten more clear about that. But all in all, I would say if you are an e-commerce seller, if you self-host, meaning you have Shopify, WooCommerce, or you have your hosting on your website. Now, Verified Merchant Program does not work if you are something like an Etsy seller, or if you're a Teachers Pay Teacher seller, or if you're using a third-party platform. You cannot get Verified Merchant status, and you cannot connect your shop because you don't actually own the shop feed. It's not yours. But if you own it on your own website, even if you don't use one of the big programs that has a quick and easy integration, you can still get a lot of the shopping features. You can get product pins, you can get all that. So Verified Merchant Program might not be for you, but that doesn't mean that you don't want to get your shop connected on Pinterest. I think there's a lot of things to be gained when product pins can show up on Pinterest. And one of the main pushbacks from people before Verified Merchant Program was that if people were pinning their products from their shop, there was really no way to adjust price, adjust quantity, and those pins would live out there forever. Now, with your catalog connected, your products are updated with the right price. They're updated with the right quantity. And if you go out of stock or you don't sell it anymore, every pin that's on the platform will just be pulled right away. So you don't have to worry about any lingering pins being out there, people coming to your site and saying, hey, wait a minute, where's this product? So I think there's a lot of great things that Pinterest has done with the introduction of the Verified Merchant Program and the introduction of shop features. If you have any questions or you are looking to connect your shop, you need people to help you with that. We do have some connections. You can email us, like I said, hello@simplepinmedia.com. Or if your shop is not up on Pinterest, you don't have a great Pinterest strategy for it, we would love to help you as well. So book a discovery call with us and we can see how we can make that work for you. If you've been a long time or even short time listener to the podcast, would you take a couple seconds and leave a review? Hit the 5-star button, leave a review. We love those. We read those every single time they come in. We are so delighted by them. So thank you for listening to the Simple Pin Podcast.